This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We can call this, I think, quite fairly, day one of the Janet Yellen era at the Fed. An era to be marked, taking her comments yesterday as a guide, because she said we could, of gradually rising interest rates. Assuming, of course, nothing bad happens. Banks have already started to react. They're raising the rates they charge you to borrow money, but not upping what they pay you on your savings accounts. It's a sign of the long hangover that 0% interest rates have left this economy with, because strange as it may seem, banks right now, they really don't want your money. Marketplace's Mark Garrison gets us going from New York.
You know that awful relative who always gives people stuff they don't want. Books for kids not old enough to read, cheese for the lactose intolerant. Right now, banks do not want you to be that person giving them money they don't want. So they're not going to give you higher rates on deposits.
The system remains awash in cash, and so they don't have a huge incentive to do that right now.
That's Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com, which tracks rates and has the average money market account paying a mere 0.1% interest. Not wanting money sounds weird, because regular consumers think of banks as places that hold their money. But banks are in the business of making money. Campbell Harvey is a finance professor at Duke's Business School.
They'll jack up the borrowing rates, but they will not put up the savings rates, and that just drops down immediately to the bottom line. It's a pure play for profit.
Big banks have more money than they need. Charles Kenji Whitehead, a Cornell professor and former banking attorney, explains that when you give them more, it just drives up their costs.
Things as basic as sending out monthly statements or dealing with customers by telephone or in person. So there's a cost, and it only makes sense for the banks to do this if they think they can get a return.
You can shop around for online banks and other upstarts who'll pay you higher interest rates, but the big banks just don't want your cash and won't anytime soon. If that reality and the skimpy interest rate that comes with it makes you sad, just remember, it's not personal, it's just business. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.